I'm a fun
you
guy.
You have fun when they finish below 500.
I'm just Captain Fun.
I guess.
Or a captain suit, the show from now on.
I don't like the half point.
Well, that's called the hook.
I don't like it.
What the hook?
How do you get rid of it? Can you get rid of the hook?
I'm going to have a coronary. I'm getting too old for this job, but you guys may have won.
Upset. If you look back at where the term came from, it was from a horse race. Upset.
When did you turn into Cliff Clavin?
I like this job. I've had it for a long time, Paul.
Last one.
This is in the chemistry lab.
You're on the verge of next year's Super Bowl.
I can't help what I think. Be honest, Paulie. You're not doing this for other people's entertainment. You are truly enjoying this.
This is Orange Nation. With Stephen Fonte and Paulie Sibilia.
Stephen Pauly with you here on a Thursday edition of Orange Nation. Tommy Hogan, good friend of ours, good friend of the program, will join us at 12:15. He's now working at the New York Post. Dan Palladino, owner of Heritage Hill Brewhouse, will join us at 12:30. We'll tell you what that's all about.
Farm Days.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Emily Liker, Syracuse football writer for Syracuse.com. Plus, we'll mix in your phone calls at 315-437-7644. It's Thursday. The next two episodes of the Jeter docuseries are tonight. The Captain. Have you watched either of the first two yet, Paulie?
No, and I've done something horribly wrong, Steve.
What?
I recorded them, and then I cut the cord.
Oh, so now you can't watch them now.
Now I don't know how to watch them. So, no. No, I haven't.
You should check them out.
I don't know how I'll survive without it.
Episodes 3 and 4 tonight. So I mentioned to you the producer is an SU alum. Tune in tomorrow on Bridge Street. We've got him. And maybe we'll play. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Good get for Bridge Street.
Well,
this isn't Bridge Street.
My wife helped set it up.
Yeah, how about setting it up for Orange Nation? Double book them.
Well,
let's replay it.
Yeah, I was going to say we could play some of the interview from the show tomorrow. Patience, Paulie, patience. So in any event, that should be fun.
The Jeter days were good. Those were good old days of Yankee baseball. You know what? Jordan was in this studio yesterday talking about how the Yankees might be in trouble. And whenever Jordan talks, my eyes glaze over and I think, what a stupid idiot this kid is. And it just instinctively comes out of my mouth. And I don't think he's wrong any longer. I didn't think it yesterday either, but I just instinctively say you're dumb. And I think the Yankees are in trouble. They need pitching.
Well, define trouble. Well, yeah, pitching wasn't the issue yesterday. They lost 3-2. They lost to Max Scherzer.
Listen, you've got to go 0-0 through 7 with Scherzer. When the playoff rolls around, they're going to be in trouble with that pitching staff. They got to get Luis Castillo.
Well, Severino's hurt right now.
Garrett Cole is back to who he was when he was a Pirate.
Been good, not great.
He's a Pirate again. And, yeah, he's not cheating anymore, so he's
Nestor Cortez has been very good.
As of late, the starting pitcher has been bad for
yes. him. Yeah, but again, that wasn't the issue yesterday. That was the issue the day before when Jordan Montgomery gave up 4 runs in the first. Define trouble. Like what?
They're not winning a playoff series with that pitching staff.
Winning a playoff series.
No, you can't go out there. You can't roll Garrett Cole out, and that's it. If they get Castilla, it's a whole different story. I like the trade they made last night.
So do I.
They got Andrew Benintendi, and that's a good bat, good left-handed bat. They need that.
3 minor leaguers in return, and they keep Volpe. They keep Dominguez.
I saw a lot of angry Yankees fans for some reason last night. You don't have to watch Joey Gallo anymore. You got a guy, the Yankees can slug. You now got a guy who's going to be on base when the slugging happens.
Yeah,
it's a great get for the Yankees.
Why were Yankee fans upset?
I don't know. Just watch it on Twitter.
Saying what?
Cashman's an idiot. This guy's a dope. They don't need bats. They need pitching. They do need both.
To add an arm. Yeah.
They can do both. They can do both. They needed a left-handed bat and someone to get on base. Stanton's hurt. This was a good get for them.
I agree.
They've got a guy who will get on base for the next 2 runs at a World Series for you.
I agree with you. I think that was a good move last night. And again, you don't give up your top prospects. You get the guy that you wanted to help your lineup. They do need an arm. And I do think that Luis Castillo is next on the list. And Castillo pitched yesterday. It seems like that's going to be his last start with Cincinnati. Somebody's going to get him. And, you know, my hope is and my expectation is that it's going to be the Yankees.
I also like the Benintendi move because they save money on travel. I was thinking, wow, that is a brilliant move.
Normally, just drop him off?
Yeah.
He can come with?
Yeah. Hey, you guys mind carrying him over here?
Maybe that
put him in the cargo section.
Was that part of the deal?
Yeah, it usually happens. Like, occasionally it'll happen. They'll be playing. The guy just walks across the field. But they just threw him.
They should have just waited another day and had that whole thing play out tonight with the Royals.
So, yeah, they'll probably lose their good prospects that everybody, not all of them, but Luis Castillo is going to cost you one of your good prospects.
Right. No doubt. I don't know if they're in trouble. And again, everybody goes through peaks and valleys. And Paulie, they're not
beating the Astros.
They're winning 67% of their games right now. And you want to bring up the Astros. The Astros just got swept by the A's. Everybody's got trouble with somebody. The Astros are 3-6 against the A's in their last 9 games.
Not going to play the A's in the... You're not going to play the A's in the playoffs, bro.
My
Padres
point
can't
is,
beat the Rockies. Good thing they're not going to be in the playoffs.
Everybody struggles with somebody. And
So you struggle with the Astros, that's a good thing? I'd rather struggle.
I didn't say it's a good thing, but to say that... Well, you know, they're not playing great in the month of July. That means that they're in trouble and they're not going to win. You said they're not going to win a playoff series.
I don't think they will.
I think that's overstating it.
All right. We'll see.
I think you're sounding the alarm bells a little bit too soon. They have been so good that they were bound to kind of come back down to earth. They've come back down to earth. You're right. The starting pitching hasn't been great. You're right. And that was a big storyline at the beginning of the season. Maybe the storyline at the beginning of the season was, aside from Judge and him mashing the ball, it was, man, the starting rotation looks really good.
Yeah, and
now the starting rotation doesn't look
great.
Now
that they're in the second half of the season and a bunch of guys who aren't normally that good are pitching like they always did. And Cortez is not used to being pitching this much.
Okay, all right. And I'll give you that with Montgomery. And again, Montgomery's numbers are good. He did not pitch well 2 days ago.
The Yankees
but his
were
numbers are good.
They were going to run away with like one of the greatest teams ever. They're 2 games ahead of the Astros for best record.
I understand. Severino's hurt. They just got Herman back. The bullpen is starting to get healthy. Loaizaga's back now. I know they lost Michael King. That was a big loss. They've got to add an arm or two leading up to the deadline. But I think to predict their demise right now, I think it's a little premature.
Okay. I'm not predicting their demise.
You just said I don't think they're winning a playoff
series.
That's
not a demise, Steve.
It is if you're the best. You have the best record in baseball. That's a demise.
Yeah,
yes.
You had it by like 10 games before. Now you have 2.
Okay. I just called up the standings. They have a plus 196 run differential. Like they have been dominant this year.
2-7 against the Mets and Astros.
Okay. And you're cherry picking those numbers, and then
against the teams that you would face in the playoffs.
Again, though, I talked about what they've done against the division. They've been very good against the division. You pointed out the AL Central yesterday. They've been very good against the AL Central. They've struggled with those two teams in particular. I mean, they're going to see the Mets again, and it's going to be at Yankee Stadium. And is it really fair to say they struggled with the Mets?
Lose to them, yes, you struggled.
They had Montgomery and Herman were their two starters, and the Mets had Scherzer on the mound yesterday.
That's not going to be a good matchup in the playoffs or when they get to the World Series?
Do you think they're putting Herman against Scherzer in the playoffs?
Well, who else are they going to put?
Again, you would expect Severino's going to be back. You got Cole, you got Cortez. Herman's down the list.
All right. Getting angry, Steve. Sound like a Yankee fan.
I think for you to say that they're not going to win a playoff series is...
All right. Want to bet lunch on it?
Oh, here we go. One of the 5.
You should be happy I'm doing that.
Just keep piling them on. How many do you owe me right now?
That is a fallacy, Steve, because you...
I can't even keep track
of them.
I can't even keep track anymore. I did on your birthday. I did. I said they're forgiven.
Yeah, so let's start over.
I'm pretty sure that you've lost a lunch or two since your birthday, but...
You're awfully angry. Did you not sleep good last night?
I did not sleep well last night, as a matter of fact.
Just point out the fact that the Yankees pitching is Garrett Cole, who's not cheating anymore. He's pirate Garrett Cole again.
And you're right. Okay. They're probably going to go out and get Castillo, and all will be well.
Oh, I hope the Cardinals beat him out now that you're in this mood. I hope the Cardinals get him. Or the Astros.
If you want to tell me that they are in trouble, as in... it's not a foregone conclusion. Of course, it's not a foregone conclusion.
That you sound awfully angry for somebody. I'm not saying that they're not winning the World Series right now with this rotation that they have.
And you do realize it's July, and
I do.
You know, Severino's supposed to come back. I mean, you can't guarantee anything. But,
yeah, you also
And by the way, DeGrom, who you said yesterday is not going to pitch a single pitch in the majors, he's heading back to the majors. He's okay. going to pitch next week. So
that's great. He'll pitch for a game. Okay. You act like that is an outrageous take. If he pitches a game, there's
for
a,
you to say he's not going to appear 70, in the majors this year.
I think 70% chance. Take. There's a 70% chance he gets hurt.
70%
in his first game. Yes. Do you not follow baseball enough to know that Jacob DeGrom is, if you're a Mets fan and you're betting on Jacob DeGrom to pitch in the postseason for you, you're an idiot.
This is a sidebar on Jacob DeGrom. Obviously, we were talking about him in the studio last night at the station because he was in town. Jeff Kulikowski and Jim Teske were discussing whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. And so we all collectively kind of did a deep dive. Do you have any idea how many career wins Jacob DeGrom has?
It's probably not a lot because he's
hurt, not a lot
because he's hurt all the time.
Take a step.
120.
77.
Yeah.
Isn't that
we're talking about him like he's Cy freaking young.
I mean, that surprised me too. And I'm with you. I was like, well, it can't be that many. I thought the same thing. It has to be triple digits, right?
No, he's 77. Hurt all the time.
77. Which what I'm saying is backing up your argument. I was stunned by that.
Yeah, I would not.
Anyway.
They should go out and get Castillo. Like, you can't bet on him being healthy.
Your Padres, they're positioning themselves.
No, they're not. Their bullpen stinks. They're not winning a
game.
They're
positioning themselves for Juan Soto.
Yeah, that'll do you great when your closer can't hold the lead.
Win games 10-9.
Don't bet on the Padres.
That's not what you told me yesterday. You said, oh, they're going to beat the Tigers.
Yeah, I know. Don't do it anymore. I'm an idiot. You know what? I tell you this every day. It's like you and the Bills. I get hope, and I'm like, yeah, they're here we go. This is it. They'll get Juan Soto, and Juan Soto will break his leg. It'll happen.
You just spoke it into existence.
Yes.
All right. We've got a couple of interviews here back to back, so let's not get behind. We've got Tommy Hogan from the New York Post.
I was not expecting a fiery opening to the show today.
That was fiery?
Yeah, that was mid-season football fiery. That was prior to a Steelers-Bills game fiery. Just pointing out the flaws of your favorite team and you get
You
angry.
Said they're not going to win a playoff series.
Is that outrageous?
Yes, that is outrageous.
Okay, let's see. See who they match up against.
They'll pitch Jordan Montgomery game one and Herman game two.
Yeah.
And
all of a sudden, you start hearing trash cans banging in the playoff series. Eric Cole got to get him back to his prime form.
Tommy Hogan from the New York Post is next. Then we've got Dan Palladino from Heritage Hills set to join us at 12:30. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 and 100.1. Watch live on QSportsTalk.com.
Yeah. And it go a little something like this.
All right, it's something I'm learning today, Steve. Our artist of the day, Mary J. Blige, with Ludacris, Runaway Love, this song is called. It hit number two, in 2007. She was a hit machine. I didn't realize Steve.
Yes, she was.
Not in my wheelhouse.
All right, let's go back to our full lines.
Kind of like Styx for you. Styx was in my wheelhouse.
I was going to say Chris Cornell.
Yeah, Chris Cornell, also not in your wheelhouse.
Yes. All right, we're going to talk Yankees baseball, and that's in Pete Caldera's wheelhouse from USA Today. Pete, thanks for coming on today. We do appreciate a lot to get to. And I guess let's start with the news late last night, early this morning, that the Yankees have officially added Andrew Benintendi, gave up three minor leaguers. They didn't give up Dominguez, didn't give up Volpe. Your thoughts on this trade for the Yankees?
Yeah, and you weren't going to pay a huge price for a rental, but there was a lot of interest, obviously, in Benintendi. The Yankees certainly weren't the only contender involved in trying to get him from the Kansas City Royals. And lengthens their lineup. You bring in an all-star, a guy hitting .320. They needed a lefty bat. He can play some center field if they need to, but obviously you know, primarily a left fielder and a good one, and a guy who's already comes with his with a World Series ring from the Boston Red Sox. So there's a lot to like there, and then he gets to play against his old team right away with the Royals coming into town.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to play them tonight. You know, Paulie brought up this point during the commercial break. Does this mean they are officially out on Juan Soto, or does one thing not necessarily have to do with the other?
Yeah, you know, I'd never count the Yankees out on anyone, but it wouldn't appear that they would be the likely destination now. But you know, that said, you brought it up. They didn't expend any of their top prospects that it would take to get a guy like Soto. And if you know, as long as he's out there and available on the trade market, I'd never count the Yankees out. But you know, you'd have to say unlikely at this point.
Where would you put that on a priority list for the Yankees? Is he a priority? Is Luis Castillo more of a priority than Soto?
Yeah, I think Luis Castillo has always been their priority. I think the idea of, you know, getting a guy like Castillo to put right behind Gerrit Cole in a playoff rotation, you know, that's something that would help the Yankees' chances immensely, and this would be a player too in Castillo that you would have under control through next year too, and that's going to take, you would think, at minimum two of the Yankees' top five prospects. Now, I don't think they're willing to part with Dominguez or a Volpe in a trade like this. I mean, I think they, you know, if they ever got around to, you know, talking seriously about Juan Soto, yeah, I'm sure Dominguez and would certainly front that trade, and it would take a lot more. I think they see Volpe at shortstop at Yankee Stadium as early as mid-year next year. So to get a guy like Castillo, you know, you're talking about, you know, right away giving up Oswald Peraza, your other top shortstop prospect who may be a little closer to the big leagues right now. Maybe a guy like Pereira who could be there. Other than Dominguez, their top position player prospect. It's going to take something like that and probably a little more to get Castillo in pinstripes. But I think right now their focus is on getting a frontline starting pitcher, whether it's him or Frankie Montas.
Now that they have Benintendi, what happens with Joey Gallo? Is he a Yankee by the end of the season? Can they trade him? Do they DFA him?
Yeah, I don't think he's a Yankee by the end of the weekend. And this handwriting's been on the wall for quite some time, and it was sort of punctuated during the Subway Series when Giancarlo Stanton goes on the IL. Mets are throwing two right-handed starters, and Gallo doesn't even crack the starting lineup. I mean, they were batting him ninth, you know, since the middle of May. You know, every indication has told you that, you know, that this is a guy on his way out of the Bronx, and you would anticipate that, that they would accommodate him, you know, hopefully for his sake to a place where, you know, that he could sort of recalibrate himself and get back on a pennant contender. And that's why the San Diego Padres seem to be a pretty, you know, a reasonable location to put him in, or even back to the Texas Rangers. But you're not going to get more than, say, like a lottery pick type prospect for Gallo at this point. So, but I think they will trade him at some point this weekend.
As a Padres fan, I'm hoping he goes to the Rangers.
You don't want him? Surprising, shocking. All right, Pete. So you look at what the Yankees have done of late, and they were so good for the first half of the year. They were bound to come back down to earth to some degree, but you know, they haven't been playing their best baseball the last 3 weeks or so, and you know, they've struggled against the Astros to some degree. They just lost two to the Mets. They only lead the Astros by two games now in the race for the best record in the American League. Is it time for Yankee fans to be concerned, or is this just kind of, you know, the natural ebb and flow of a long baseball season?
Yeah, I think it's part of all of that. And actually, when you think about it, you know, I think the timing, I mean, if you're going to fall into a slump, this is a good time because, I mean, not only do you have the double-digit lead still in your division, but it's showing ownership and management that, you know, it's going to take a little more to get you through October. And, you know, this little, you know, slap back of reality here, you know, shows you that, yeah, they, even as good as their starting pitching has been all year, it needs to be bolstered. And the injury to Severino and the innings accumulating on guys like Tyone and Cortez, are telling you that you're going to need some more. And certainly, yeah, the Gallo experiment had to end. You needed another left-handed bat to lengthen that lineup, and especially an outfielder. You needed to supplement that outfield. And here you go. Giancarlo Stanton's now on the IL for the second time this year. You know, reminds you once again how fragile some of these guys are and the injury history on some of your veterans here. So, the timing of this, I think, right around the trade deadline is that kind of pushback from reality that you're going to need more to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, better to have this slump now than in a few weeks after you get past the trade deadline. Very well said. And I guess with that in mind, and we've alluded to it here a little bit about what they need, what do you think ultimately they add leading up to the deadline? You think they add a starting pitcher and maybe another arm for the bullpen?
Yeah, I think that the focus primarily is on a frontline starter. Just getting a starter for a starter's sake is not going to be good enough. I mean, they're going to need, they really could use somebody like Castillo because they have pitching depth. They have the arms. You saw Herman pitching his make his second start of the year, and he doesn't get to the fifth inning, but they still have a belief that, he's going to get it back, and if he's healthy, he can certainly help them, whether it's in the rotation or as a multi-inning reliever. They lose two really important arms in King and Chad Green to injury, loss for the year. But, you've seen a Marinaccio come on. Clark Schmidt has been really good when they've used him in multiple type of bullpen roles, and he can start as well. A guy named J.P. Sears was up, left-hander, who, even though he's a rookie, has pretty good showing in sporadic appearances. So they have some depth, but that depth is also part of their trade pool. They can use to get upgrades from there. So, but I think right now the focus has to be on Castillo, and then you go to you see what's out there in the relief bin, and obviously they've been tied to David Robertson with the Cubs. Michael Givens with the Cubs is another possibility. You've got Anthony Bass in Miami. I don't know what it would take to get an Andrew Chapin, but they could use a lefty. And Detroit's going to have a lot of suitors calling for him. So there's a lot of choices out there. But right now, I think they're sort of hyper-focused on the Cincinnati Reds and Castillo.
All right. Coming off a couple of losses to the Mets, they now open up a four-game series with Kansas City, who currently is in last place in the AL Central. What is your expectation for this series? Is it, Yankees win four, Yankees win three of four? What are you thinking about this upcoming series?
Well, I think they're thinking in terms of winning the series, and they'll have Cole out there on Friday night, and this is a Royals team that's 20 games under 500, and now you've just taken Benintendi off that team, so everything is pointing in the Yankees' direction there, and it's a way for them after a tough road trip to coming off the All-Star break to sort of reset themselves at home, and this is the opponent to do it against.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Pete, great stuff as always. We appreciate you coming on, and enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy the weekend, and hopefully we'll be talking Yankees baseball with you again soon.
You got it. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Pete Caldera from USA Today. And with that, I was going to say we're opening up the phone lines, but we're not. We've got a fourth straight interview coming up on the other side. We've got Emily Leiker from Syracuse.com. We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some SU football next with Emily. You're listening to Orange Nation on ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 and 100.1. Watch live on QSportsTalk.com.
Welcome back to Orange Nation. This song is Be Without You from Mary J. Blige, our artist of the day. Hit number 3 in February 11th, 2006.
You didn't know this one?
No, I don't think so. I wish I could be without you for a week.
What's your deal today?
I think I got too much sleep. And too I realize, yeah, and when I have too much sleep, I realize the hell I'm living. When I'm groggy and out of it, I don't realize the nonsense.
You just kind of show up for work and go through the motions?
Yeah. When I'm perky and awake, I notice the stupid that's happening around me. And it's intolerable. So tonight, I'm not going to bed till 3 in the morning like I normally do.
And this show is part of that?
No, I just think you were aggressive out of the gate when we were talking Yankees. You didn't like my takes.
Because I didn't back down?
No, because you didn't like my takes and you were just incredulous that I think that the Yankees aren't a good playoff team as they are currently constructed.
As you said, we will find out. So we have a lunch on whether or not the Yankees are going to win a playoff series.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Fine. Add it to the list.
Because everybody else in the playoffs is going to make moves too, and you got to make the moves that make you better.
Okay, who's the best team in the American League right now?
The Astros.
You think you without it? Are you just saying that?
No, I am saying it because
you think
they're
better than the Yankees.
Yeah, as of right now, from what I've seen head to head, yes, the Astros are better.
Okay, all right. They're not going to face the Astros in the first round, even if you're right about that. Are the Yankees the second best team?
Let me look at the. I watch a lot of baseball, my friend.
I know you do.
Let me.
I feel like you're just going to say this.
No, let me take a look at the standings.
Defiantly tell me I'm wrong.
Let me take a look at the standings. They own the Twins, so that's a problem, right? Like, historically, just smashed the Twins.
They've owned the AL East for the most part this year. They're about to play a bunch of games against the Mariners.
I want to see. The Blue Jays underperformed at the beginning of the year. If their lineup gets going and they can make some moves to get some pitching, I would not be very confident. I wouldn't be as confident that you're just going to smoke them in the playoffs.
But your concern is about the Yankees pitching. Even right now, the Yankees have better pitching than the Blue Jays.
Well, let's just see how they're constructed at the end of the year.
Okay, and I'll say the same thing back to you, my friend, about the Yankees.
Okay.
Fortunately, the Yankees don't have to play the Astros in the first round, so I feel confident that the Yankees will win a playoff series, and you will owe me yet another lunch.
See if the Blue Jays are they willing to go in with it being 10 games over 500 right now and be big-time buyers. Are they in win-now mode? Because they're young as hell. They don't necessarily need to be in win-now mode, but if they improve their roster, their pitching staff,
they can certainly score runs.
I'll take a look and see where they are.
All right. Blue Jays have given up essentially 100 more runs this year than the Yankees have. The Yankees have a better pitching staff. In any event, let's talk a little SU basketball here. JP Estrella, 6'11 center.
Ooh.
Considered top 40 recruit. I mean, I know different recruiting services have different numbers. He's legit, though. He's a top, probably a top 25 recruit, I would say, across the board. In the class of 2023, canceled his upcoming visit to Duke.
Oh, wow. That's big news.
He's visiting Marquette.
It's good to see that happen the other way, Steve.
He's visiting Iowa this weekend, and then he's going to be here in Syracuse the end of next week.
It's his second visit.
That's right.
So here's the deal. If they could steal him, let's get him. Let's turn the tables. It'd be nice for that one time where the Duke visit gets canceled. That's nice. That's nice to see. But you got to beat out Iowa and Marquette.
He's visited Tennessee as well.
Okay. That could be trouble. Their coach cheats.
Man, they've had a history there of some sketchy behavior.
They weren't scared to go out and get a guy who's got the same history as they do. So that could be an issue. But you got to beat out Marquette and Iowa. That's just my take if you're Syracuse.
He's headed to Brewster Academy in New Hampshire this year, so he'll play his final year at Brewster Academy. And, Syracuse is very much in on him. He attended SU's elite camp last year. Right after that camp, SU offered him. He was their first D1 offer. And we know that, the timing would be about right? Jesse Edwards is...
will either be gone or onto his last year.
And then you bring in, JP Estrella, hopefully, and... You've got the future at that position.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be the hope.
That would be good for a team that can't recruit. That would be really good. I always just got to be snarky at the fan base, Steve. I'm sorry.
I would expect nothing less.
Man, that would be good too, because that would put them as a top recruiting class for that year if it's like the only guy they get, you know, or need at that point, because the young guys that came in are sticking around a year.
I mean, that is certainly a need, right? I mean, they've got cards, they've got, you know, they've got swing men. They need a big guy. And that's been an ongoing issue until, you know, Jesse Edwards now has come along, and hopefully he solved that issue for the next year or two.
Yeah, don't break your wrist this year either.
Yeah, that would right. be good. They need somebody in the middle. And I think he would fit right in. I mean, this guy is, again, a top 40 recruit, wherever you want to put him. He's highly touted. And you know, just canceled his visit to Duke, and I was in on a Marquette, Tennessee, and will make his second visit to Syracuse the end of next week.
You know, Steve, Coach Boeheim called me an idiot when it came to recruiting, so I wouldn't put much into my takes on recruiting.
Just on recruiting?
Yeah.
Just an idiot when it comes to recruiting.
My baseball takes are pretty good,
okay,
too.
Okay, all right, I'm glad we clarified that.
When the Hall of Famer says you're an idiot and it's based on my recruiting takes, I'm probably wrong, so...
All right,
I take his word on basketball over everybody else in the area.
Yeah, there's good reason for that. Track record speaks for itself, right? Yeah. All right, let's take a timeout here. If you want to check in, phone lines are open, 315-437-7644. Phone lines open the rest of the way. Jordan will be in here next to get to buy or sell. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.